start out saying, what are the goals of the Rainbow Future Farm?
Yeah, see, the idea is that the farm derives from the content. Like, the content is our goal, what we want to do, you know? So we should, before we get into what forms our struggle is going to take, we should be able to map out our goals more specifically. I mean, our political goals, you know?
And then the forms are followed from that.
Yeah, so I don't, my position at this point is that we shouldn't go into a vague, any kind of discussion of the forms until we get a, you know, until we can run down our goals.
A list.
Yeah. You know, a broad outline of.
But how far are we going to go up onto the, you know, we're going to talk about national?
Your community.
Well, we should be prepared to talk about every farm we see.
We'll talk, let's talk a lot.
Well,
do people agree, do people over here agree with me?
I think.
I don't know, it seems to me that, that.
I'm having trouble following it.
Where do you have trouble following?
Well, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm having trouble following it too, that's why I'm trying to.
What we've done is started out with the beginning of history, and now we want to project up into the, all the way through. Right?
Yeah.
That's what Dave said.
Right.
Take, you know, like, take for instance, we want to, do we want to take over the state of Michigan, you know? Well, to me, it seems a lot better to think in terms of the city of Ann Arbor, you know, or.
Well, there's a question, that's just another question that we haven't answered.
That, because the principles would be the same, you know, but it's something that we can get more concrete on, you know?
Yeah, we don't even have a position on it yet.
I really have trouble with laying down theory and stuff, you know, because it's just, I don't know, I just have a necessity in my mind to hook up things with real things that I can explain.
Well, look at it this way. Whatever we do is going to advance the theory, whether we're conscious of it or not.
I'm just trying to figure out how specific we're going to get, you know.
Well, in other words, we'll get down to talk, what David's saying is that we should start with taking over the universe, you know. We can get down to taking over,
these houses.
Yeah, or whatever.
Taking over the dishes or something, you know, and how that relates to it. In other words, he's talking in terms of setting the widest context and working down to the specific and concrete.
We've set a whole.
Well, why don't we take over Ann Arbor? You know.
Yeah, I guess I'm confused.
Well, and that's Frank.
I think I'm getting it now.
In other words, if we're going to talk about our organizational goals. First, we have to talk about why are we going to have an organization? What is this organization planning to accomplish? And what is what are its goals as an organization? As well as first, you know, primary goals. I mean, everything else that we do.
I think we've already talked.
Is to liberate the planet.
Yeah.
So we start with that. See.
Well, we've already talked about it in general terms, mm-hmm. you know, on the broadest scale.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't talked about. How specifically enough, you know?
Well, can we talk about the children?
Yes. And should we?
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about it tonight, then after.
I still contend that if we start out by if we get into talking about the three main areas of strata of people that we're going to be dealing with.
Yeah, you see, why are we going to be dealing with it?
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody questions that we're making a revolution in this country, you know.
Well, they might not question it, but at the same time, not everybody might. The reason for articulating things, well, all of us are there at once, is so all of us share a common articulation, right?
So Do you want to start with a vision?
I mean, what we're doing now.
Of what we see as a vision of the of a future society?
No.
I don't think we better go there.
No. I mean, I just mean, look, we don't know. We've talked generally about this thing we want to do, you know. I mean, it's true that everybody in the house has an idea of what we want to do.
We want to make a revolution.
Yeah, and everybody in the house does have an idea of how we want to do it, you know.
Hey, David.
Like we've had...
Anybody
want to
change places?
Yes. We've had... about the creation of the alternative economic system, you know, and what it means, you know, and how it's, you know, how the development of it is going to force the other into non-existence, you know, and they're going to be in conflict, and as one gets stronger, one will get weaker, and that's the nature of, because of the nature of the way they're set up, etc. But we haven't dealt with the questions of the kind of political forms that we want to set up in the community. That's maybe the point.
Well, that's where you want to get to.
Just like we haven't amongst ourselves, the question of taking over the government in Ann Arbor hasn't been talked about by us.
Legally, of course.
Right. Yes.
Legally, I mean, you know, getting elected into the power.
Just for the record.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave chose us out of the other day. Really, they're verifying it for the record. You know, this is David Beller watching. He started talking
shit. Getting shield power.
Right, by voting him out. Right?
That's right.
Not by assassination.
Okay, I don't think we should take it then much further, because when you talk about taking over Michigan, I think that, I mean, we know we want to take over Michigan, we know we want to take over
the country. Do we?
We don't know. I don't know what. I don't know, you know. To me, it's a question. Would we want a government, would we want to be operating the state government of the state of Michigan, you know, before... You know, when all the other state governments were bourgeois.
Okay, the government, you know, I don't mean particular, do this one of us want to be the governor or something like that?
Well, those are questions, I haven't answered that question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to be the governor, or if I want Jeanne to be the governor.
But I think there's no question about it that we want to, you know, that we want to be in charge.
You don't know?
No.
That's something I would discuss.
I don't know. What do you mean by being charged?
I don't mean the party. I don't mean the party.
Well, like I said,
you mean
like
set up a socialist republic of Michigan is what David would be talking about.
Yeah. Like we said, we all know we have the general idea.
But we don't know.
Yeah.
That's part of the general idea.
For the purpose of the House meeting today, I think I don't even see that it's necessary to go into those things. You know,
well, I think it's necessary for me to go to discuss the food co-op. You know, I mean, when we come out of this, I want to have that in mind, you know, for discussing anything.
So when we talk about the development of the tribal council, I mean, when we talk about any of these specific things, they aren't going to make sense unless we set the context for what does it mean? You know, what kind of food, I mean, depending on what kind of plan we have, the development of the food co-ops, it depends on that. It depends on our political goals. You know, in other words, maybe we would, you know, maybe we would want to develop the food co-op strictly along the class lines. See,
right.
Or maybe we would want the food co-op to increasingly open up to take in more and more mother country elements. That's a political question. You know. Right?
Yeah.
It would be central to the development of the food court. What about the people's borrowing? I mean, the way that it develops.
Does this make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
thorny task.
Well, I would say it just confuses me because we haven't actually got it down to the discussion yet here. We want to have this discussion.
We don't know. We have to determine in the next 15 to 13 minutes.
John Ehrlich wants you to
on the phone.
He's been trying to get you for a while.
I'm going to talk to him. We have to wait for you.
I keep talking. We got 13 minutes to go. We're also going to have to work out a procedure for things like that.
I'm just afraid if we don't get any further in the house meeting than this.
Nobody's going to get uptight. Everybody knows that we started with the dawn of mankind.
We told people last night, yesterday, on Monday night we're going to get down to specifics.
No, we said we're going to get down to the question of the party organization.
Yeah, that to me implies something more specific than the questions of do we want to take over Michigan?
Seems to me that
you don't see. Excuse me.
That we're going to start there'll be enough time in the House meeting to cover some broad questions and then get down.
We've already covered some broad questions as relates to party organization.
That'll come down then eventually down just only to a certain point to lay out some general organizational things that'll lead us on to the next stage of the specific organization.
Gary? I'm sorry I interrupted you. I lost track of what you were saying. I thought you were through when I just started talking. What were you saying? Repeat it.
I just said that I think tonight that we'll be able to cover some broad questions. Like you said, we've already covered certain broad questions, and that we'll be able to get down far enough in our questions of the actual organization of the party to lead us. We get only to the point that will lead us into the next meeting where we'll be able to get into the total specifics, but that we'll be able to get enough of the specifics tonight to lay down a general groundwork.
Well?
To lead us into the specifics. Doesn't that make sense to anybody?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say that you've already stated as a goal of the organization, as a goal of the party to organize people in Ann Arbor and organize consciousness statewide and nationally, you know, and then eventually to organize people on a statewide basis and then people on a national basis.
Did we get down that far in the House meeting?
Yeah, I mean, I thought.
No.
You,
I think we stayed.
Yeah, we stayed.
I think we just stayed. No, I think we
discussed it.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't think we got it through yesterday.
Then that should be the first point we made tonight.
That's what Dave was saying.
Is, you know, that that's our general plan, is to make the distinction between organizing people and consciousness, and say that our first task is, first of all, to organize people in Ann Arbor. And as a secondary task right now is to organize consciousness nationally. And then in the future, we'll move progress to organizing people statewide and maybe consciousness internationally or something, you know, just expand it. There. But it's an immediate goal. And what we have to organize for now is organizing people in Ann Arbor, basically. You know, our organizational forms have to be based on that, you know.
But the question of the priorities, the priority of organizing consciousness nationally is much greater now than it ever has been in the past, and it also is inextricably tied up with our economic work.
Right. But on the other hand, it can't supersede organizing people in Ann Arbor, you know?
No.
That's what.
It has to be fully integrated.
I would say it has a secondary importance to organizing people in Ann Arbor. Even though it's economically important and that it's work that
has
to be done.
Well, it's not just economically important.
Basically, though, the reason why we're undertaking it at this point
Maybe I'm wrong on that. That's what I assumed yeah. was the case. You know, that was a higher priority.
Wouldn't National Board with people in the movement for on the organizing consciousness?
Yes.
And that, you know, that work is important because this year's an election year.
Well, then that's
to me we have to work on that, and that would be equal to working in an office, because if it's our analysis that if Nixon wins, was snuffed out, you know, what good will all the work in an office have done us if he hadn't worked to prevent Nixon's.
On the other hand, if we have a strong base in Ann Arbor, it'd be very hard for them to fuck with us. You know? And I'm not saying either do we can do one or the other. You know, this is, what do we say to the community? We can't do work here in Ann Arbor because we're trying to...
Let me try and phrase it a different way. In the past, our major priority has been local work, and our major priority within that context has been Free John Now. Right?
Free John Now is a matter of organizing consciousness more than anything else.
I know, but still, within the context, our top priority by far was, I mean, our sole, you know, like our primary goal was organizing Ann Arbor, organizing the party around local tasks and organizing the local.
We made a conscious decision not to be
right,
we
said, as far as national work was concerned, we put that way back here and we just drew on that as a corollary to the Free John Now campaign, right?
Right, you lost me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Our overwhelmingly major priority almost was local work. That was the central task and primary task, right? When we formed the party on May 1st. And the central task within was the Free John Now campaign. We were saying, in order to do this, our first thing must be the Free John, right? We'll do this as much as we can, but our top priority is the Free John. Okay, we accomplished that. Now, we're at the stage where we're saying, our major priority is still local work. Building Ann Arbor into a revolutionary base area, actually in Michigan in general. But we also, given this historical conditions and given the new conditions that we have to, i.e. that I'm here, you know, and given the historical conditions which demand that we work in there, that we have to elevate, and given the economic necessities, we have to elevate national work organizing consciousness to the same level of importance as our local.
Okay. I was just trying to make it clear that...
I see what you're saying, because in any given situation there can only be one central task, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, when I think of organizing people in Ann Arbor, I think of the community center and the co-op and the people's forum and
the newspaper.
You know, these are things that are organizing people. In fact, you know, organizing the work out of the days. You know, are you saying that
you're right? It is a center.
I think I understand what you're saying now. Is we should organize people in Ann Arbor to do national consciousness organizing.
No, he's saying that among us,
within the task of organizing people, is the task of organizing consciousness national.
Essentially, what I'm saying is, in order to survive and carry on our local work and constantly to be expanding,
to
lay the groundwork for other things, we have to carry on this intensive economic work. And also, in order to ensure our survival, even on a local level, it's important to involve ourselves in the campaign to dump Nixon. Because I believe, and this is something we don't have a position on, which I believe, that if Nixon's elected for another 4 years, he's going to work on that as a mandate for the big snuff. They tried the big snuff already, and they didn't get very far. They'd be concerned about winning the next election. And I don't think, whatever our base is here, we aren't in a position to stop the government from the snuff. We can use it to educate people. If we get community organizations built that are strong enough to at least survive if all of us are snatched up, so, you know. I mean, it could, you know, that's a large fantasy. I mean, it could come down to it. They certainly are incapable, right? They're just swooping down this house and snatching all of us.
Well, I don't know how
if they feel that that's politically expedient, they can do that. You know,
they can get away with
whole countries. Yeah. Get away with it.
So, after
that's getting a little bit of its own. I mean, that speaks to the importance of dosing.
Well, I guess my feeling is that people in the Rainbow County in Ann Arbor expect us to organize some socialist programs in Ann Arbor that work, you know.
And that's our central task.
And we can't.
That's our central task.
That's our central task, period. Okay. So we also have to be concerned with dumping Nixon, right? That's not the central task over organizing socialism in Ann Arbor.
No.
That's an aspect of our work.
You're right.
I just wanted to make clear which one was more important.
It is our central task.
What?
And our central task within that is organizing the party. Because the level to which we can develop these programs in this area is going to depend on the level of organization of the party. Correct?
Yes.
The community here is going to develop as fast as the party develops. Essentially. I mean, it's going to develop correctly. If at all, to the extent of the direct proportion to the rate at which the party develops. So again, we get back down to our, you know, we knew this before, but we laid aside the task of organizing the party politically, you know, giving it a full political content, because we had to concentrate on the task of Free John Now.
Staying alive.
Yeah, and surviving. It's just confusing us.
Well, it's the only thing that, to me, it makes it confusing is the lack of content to refer to, you know? I mean, the lack of like, when you say we got to work to dump Nixon, you know, like, I can agree with that in principle, you know, and say, wait, I don't know that shit, but I don't know what it means in day-to-day work.
We don't know yet either.
Well, yes.
We're still making an investigation, hopefully by the end of January.
We should make a plan here and now. The house meeting.
Yeah,
it's 8:30.
I may well, we talk about it in terms of the three main areas of people that we're going to be dealing with, but I don't want to put things into much clearer.
Right, the three main levels.
Top party work. Because then you talk about the organization, you talk about the content in different areas, and just talk about it in a lot of different levels.
Well, the three main levels, though, actually we've got the first point here is organizing people versus organizing consciousness on the three main levels, which is local and open.
Right.
That's where we start.
Right. That's what I think.
That's what we already have. Right?
It's 8:30.
We're still going to go into this meeting talking about the organizational forms we're going to take without.
No, we're starting, David, with the question of organizing people and organizing consciousness and what those mean.
Well, I propose we start the meeting out by saying that we criticizing ourselves actually for not being prepared at this point to do what we want to do, and for realizing that we hadn't discussed enough amongst ourselves what our specific political goals are and how we, you know, how we want to attain them, and that because of that, we're limited in how far we can go right now. What you?
Yeah. I was just thinking we could easily have enough to talk about tonight. You know.
Yeah.
By talking about those three areas and starting with the broadest, and the Nixon, the whole running down the whole election.
I'm saying is I don't want to get to specifics until we deal with these questions. I think it's wrong, you know. I think it's wrong to do it.
Until we can sit down, you mean, and talk over the whole thing first.
Does anybody have that sense of it?
Really, because I don't know what we're... I mean, I don't have any proposals for changes in part of the organization right now. I don't have any... kind of proposals for changes, you know, so I haven't even thought about the principles behind what kind of changes we'd be making, you know?
Yeah, but
I mean, I don't know what to suggest.
We don't even have to get into that. Yeah, we don't ever have to get to that by just talking about the historical, just what's going on right now that lays almost, you know, that lays...
That we determine in our meeting and preparing for this meeting that we still have, if we take an hour and a half, the first hour and a half tonight, and deal with, take up where we left off yesterday, that at the end of that time, we won't be able to get to the point where we can talk about specifics. So we're still talking generally in terms of what is the role of the party, in the broadest sense, what do we hope to accomplish? And then we'll take up at the next one, hopefully, right, with specific proposals.
Because we haven't even gotten into a discussion of the historical moment in this country right now, and what's going on within this country.
Right. We have talked about it to some extent.
So people in the house don't know.
That's where we go tonight, right?
Seems to me.
You know, in talking about our relations to these three main levels, we got to talk about what is their objective status first, you know. I think we can get to that, or we can start out by saying that for the first hour and a half, we'll take a little left off, and at the next meeting, we'll get deeper into that, and after, you know, we'll cut ourselves off at that point and summarize and prepare ourselves for the next step, and then we'll go on into specific things we have to talk about as a regular house meeting. We reemphasize the fact that it's very difficult to organize ourselves while all this other stuff is going on, but we have to deal with it, so here's the only way we can do it.
Next meeting, we said then, the next
right,
house.
Right, and how we criticize ourselves for not being together, we're as together as we can be. I mean, I can't think of any time that I could have.
Our next CC meeting, then noon Friday, is everyone agreed?
I certainly do.
Noon? Yeah, if we get a lot of the paperwork done before then.
But what if you don't?
O'clock Friday?
No, too late.
I don't think I'm sure.
12 o'clock Friday.
Is that right, Tim?
All right, one
wasn't around one. One that was saying that was that John and Frank.
Well, then that's not going to be any good. We needed a long session where we can brainstorm.
What jobs do you have on the weekend?
Sunday.
What about meeting Friday night?
Well, then,
say right after dinner
for that
session.
Be
better
for
you. Yeah. What, some of the
babies Friday
night? Let's
not worry about that.
We can't wait to
deal with that.
The statement of the Central Committee Friday until we have the meeting.
There's other things.
It'll be ridiculous.
There's other things.
Yeah, my comment. the house meeting? Saturday?
Let's do Saturday and Sunday again, just like we did.
Can't do Sunday. Can't do Sunday. We have a CC meeting Sunday.
Yeah, let's try to do this.
Okay.
What time is our house meeting Sunday? Saturday. Can we do that?
Sure. Can we have a house meeting Saturday?
Yeah. I think people want
it. Okay, what time?
Noon, 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
What time is the meeting Sunday?
2 p.m. CC.
Saturday, 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Friday, 1 o'clock. Saturday.
Friday, 7 o'clock.
Start Friday, 7 o'clock.
We've got to deal with the babies and office for the day situations.
Yes.
Friday, 7 o'clock. Saturday, 1 o'clock. And what? Sunday, 4 o'clock?
2 o'clock, Sunday.
1 o'clock Saturday, though, right?
Right. CC meeting, 7 p.m., Friday, January 7th. Party meeting, 1 p.m., Saturday, January 8th. CC meeting, Sunday, January 9th, 2 p.m.
Is this on the calendar somewhere?
Party meeting goes Monday night. Next one's Monday night.
Is this being put on your calendar?
It's put on mine. I don't have a wall calendar anymore. It's out of date. It's January 1971 on there.
Get a bun.
Can you get me one?
Get a whole bun.
Then we can go get some supplies from the office. Are you going to the radio meeting tomorrow? Who's going?
It's going to be alone.
Okay.
Let's get going.
Would you like to lay...
Anybody got any good dope?
That's what it smells off.
Get a deal so you can bring some good.
It's just begging.
I don't know if you can eat it. It's just...
Well, the first order of business is the housing.
Probably be the only point of order.
Unfortunately.
What time is it now?
7:35. 7:37. 4, actually.
Yeah. Oh,
for that,
I've got 2 minutes.
Do you want to keep stopping?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Is it 7:37?
You can keep it over there if you want.
Good. Where are we? We need to be in the house here.
Are we going to do the charge tonight?
I have no idea.
Let's see how we can.
That's why we have this meeting.
Yeah. That's what I mean, I was asking everybody. Do we think we'll try to do the charge?
What did we say we were going to start with? Start with the party organization, isn't that what we said we're going to start with?
Yeah.
Right.
What else are we going to cover?
What do you mean by party organization exactly?
Well, it seems to me that yesterday we said that we were going to open this meeting tonight with a discussion of the organization of the party. In other words, which would mean the definition of the role of the people and the political education program, and probably include the would that include the reorganization of the house?
Yeah. That is the organization of the party.
We've dealt with them separately in the past. Seems like it. Haven't we usually dealt with them separately? Mm-hmm. We've had house meetings that we've had, and CC meetings. anything for now.
Well, that would be a point to consider when they should be separate or together.
Host meetings and party meetings?
No, whether we discuss our discussions in reorganization.
We're going to do the charts today.
The house meeting within the party stuff.
I don't think that's the discussion. We have a lot of general stuff to discuss in the organization of the party.
Right.
And the operation of the house is, you know, just household stuff is a pretty small detail.
Really? In
the overall scene.
Really?
Well,
what do you envision as being part of discussing the organization of the party?
Well, all the stuff we haven't talked about any of the we didn't talk about the company, the, you know, the music thing.
Economic.
Yes, economic work. We didn't talk about production there in prisons. Tribal council.
Well, that's not organizational for you, that's the activities you would
check.
I mean, that alone would take us all evening just to run over that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That means if that's all we do, then we have a whole more series of meetings we've got to plan.
Yeah.
You're going to have more meetings than one. That's for sure.
This month.
Is there a copy of the outline that we used? Which you made up?
Yes.
I'm going to take that to talk with Clint.
We got it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the stuff we haven't got to.
Well, this is the agenda. But what about the...
On the outline?
Yeah.
Of our 2A, I think?
Yeah.
I'll write you that.
Okay.
What now?
Four points.
Yeah, the outline of the house meeting was world historical view. History of
the state of the world.
State of the world.
Struggles. Strategic role and strategic importance of Rainbow County vis-a-vis the world. The National Revolution and recently the mother country in the domestic colony, and four was the role of the Rainbow People's Party. This was four major points. Along the party organization, we have to discuss. Our organization goals first. Isn't that first?
What do you mean, let go?
Well, what do we
share? What major goals that?
Perspective you look at it. Look at it from the standpoint of the president, that's our first immediate goal. Look at it from the standpoint of the overall development, that's a small. Small step.
Sign in.
Projection. Mm-hmm.
to go through all that now.
Well, we should go through it to set the agenda for the...
That's what we mean by regional.
Let me bring up a point of order right now, so I don't forget it. Next Sunday, aren't the summer committees regularly scheduled for Sundays? Next Sunday, we're going to Kalamazoo, correct? Do we have a summer committee meeting earlier in the day? We've got 2:00. Does that sound right to everybody else?
Can we go to what, central committee meeting?
2:00 Sunday. David, Frank and I have to go to Kalamazoo.
What's happening there?
Playing at
East Hall Gym.
Yeah, East Hall Gymnasium at Western Michigan University. You're not supposed to talk, is that it? So, is 2:00 okay, Frank, with you?
Sunday?
Sure.
Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
David? Here?
Yeah, if I object, I'd say something, I don't think.
I'm new here.
I don't get the answer to it. No problem.
Okay, cool.
Where else is sleep?
There, over there.
I'm over there.
That's what we're talking about in terms of the...
I have the babies, to switch with somebody, for what it's worth.
Well, then, the party organization, see, comes before the organization of the house. Because what we want to strive to do, it would seem to me, is organize the charts around the other things that we have regularly. Set up certain times for classes, meetings, editorial meetings, and what have you. And tribal council meetings and whatever we're involved in, and then organize the charts around that. Isn't that what we're aiming for? I don't know how to...
The charts, most of the chart stuff has to be organized around. Again, you know, you can't eat dinner except at dinner time. You can't clean dinner up except after dinner time. You can't do it before, and until later you do it after, the more everybody dislikes it. So to a certain extent, that isn't true. As far as individuals place in the charts,
right,
it is true. As much as you can do it.
But now, John, the charts are so much constructed about the being the facts. Mm-hmm. Aside from the evidence.
Can you explain the charts to me? Can somebody explain how it works?
Okay.
If we're supposed to do that now, we got a house meeting that we're going to go to. If we aren't going to discuss the charts at the house meeting.
Yep.
We should be talking about them now. The house meeting is 42 minutes.
The charts is such a big problem. I'll explain to you sometimes. But it's going to take some scientific work.
Okay, then we shouldn't discuss it. We're going to discuss it later tonight. What else do we discuss in terms of our organization?
PE goals.
Yeah.
discussed it with Greg Central.
Separate and out of chapter, regional work.
What do we mean by regional work?
Well, in other words, I mean, just to discuss a separate and out of chapter doesn't make sense unless we put them in the context of how we see the party developing.
Right, how we see the party's work spreading out.
No, I thought it was like complete.
No, yeah, category set up of regional work, but it hasn't been defined yet.
No,
we haven't really talked about that yet either, have we?
Like people we know in Kalamazoo, you know, they are who we eventually could like pull for part, you know, I'm thinking of it.
I was just thinking in terms of what we would like to do, maybe that's what we should discuss right here. We also need to discuss more thoroughly here, probably the question of organization around productive lines. Right? Because that would have to do with the organization of the chapter. It would also have to do with PE. My opposition isn't anywhere near clear on that. I haven't left off the middle of it. Table.
Who's that?
That's my name. The discussion of organization of productive lines, okay, rather than for PE classes, also establishing separate living units, whether that would be strictly along political lines or whether it would be along productive lines. And that's an important question. I mean, if we deal with that adequately. In other words, the scope of the plenary meeting is going to depend on our preparedness to discuss certain issues. So we better determine what we're prepared to discuss in that manner. And limit the scope of the plenary meeting to that.
Right.
So what should we discuss here? Well, I mean, obviously, but what do you think? David?
Where did we get up through yesterday's meeting?
Well, we got down to the role of the Rainbow People's Party, and we discussed its class allegiance. We got down to its organizational role, organizational structure, development, and internal education, which we tabled until tonight.
We talked about United Front Work.
Yes, the three main fields and the three main levels.
Well, then tonight we should talk about internal party organization.
Right.
We should talk about democratic centralism.
Is that a concept which is well understood, partially understood, or not understood at all?
Partially understood.
Can you send me a coin of that beer for me?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. There is a coin.
Thus far, really systematically.
We'll just throw them out, no?
Yeah,
you know?
We should talk about geographical areas. Distinction between, first of all, we should talk about the distinction between organizing consciousness and organizing people.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. We should talk about different priorities for different geographical areas. You know, about the distinctions between working and organizing people in Ann Arbor on the one end of the spectrum and organizing consciousness in the West Coast and all over the country on the other end of the spectrum and all that in between and how this is developing for
organizing people versus organizing consciousness in the three main fields.
What are the three main fields?
On the three main levels.
What are the three main levels?
Well, the three main levels are local, involving all aspects of local work, national level of the economy, and the national level of the United
States. Local is Michigan.
And that's broken down into Ann Arbor work, statewide work, Detroit work, working on honkies and Michigan, etc. United Complex of the Human Institute. Do you think we were successful in getting the idea of the United Front across?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think they're estranged because we've participated in United Front work.
Why not?
And people have kind of a basis in practice of the definitions for.
So they can understand the principles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well.
We should talk about now, more specifically about what our perception and vision of the role of the Rainbow People's Party is on the widest scale, on the widest historical scale.
Maybe that's where we better start.
That might be where we better start, yeah. In other words, what, you know, what are we going to be building toward?
Okay,
it kind of works.
Excellent. And then that shoots directly down into what form of organization that we're going to have. Right?
Yeah.
Then you go directly into the.
Does this make sense to everyone else?
No? Mm-hmm. No?
We're talking about form and content.
Well, what's the first thing is a wide role of the Rainbow People's Party at this time.
We're still working in.
What we want to do with the Rainbow People's Party.
Elucidation of point four. Wait a minute, let me start from the top.
Yeah.
We're still working on point four, the role of the Rainbow People's Party. And we tabled the discussion until tonight of our organizational goals and our specific organizational tasks, political education, etc. So what David has proposed is that we start with somewhat on the level that we were on yesterday, just start there in terms of talking about what is the role, what do we envision the role of the Rainbow People's Party to be in the long range, you know, right? What are our goals as an organization as opposed to our organization? What are our goals as an organization?
As opposed to our organizational goals?
Yeah, one's organizational goals, I would think, in this context, would be our organizational goals are to create an organization, whether it's a central committee or regional.
Like the form and the goals of the organization is the content,
right. I mean, if we look at it that way.
Right.
So what David's saying, we should start with the content and move dialectically more sense to talk about the actual party organization and how our organizational goals are, because it relates to the content.
Okay, but what do we want to do? Do you mean like the longest range goals, like?
We should have a step-by-step scenario. You know, I mean, in other words, everybody in the house should be able to say, see how our prison program fits into our longest range goals.
I see. Yeah, exactly.
Including me.
Like winning over.
Now, to what extent did we discuss this over the weekend?
We haven't discussed it a great deal.
Well, we talked about.
See what we mean, what we're talking about?
We talked about our relations with. Well, I guess we didn't talk about it very much, right? We talked about our relations with different elements of the population and things like that. And we talked about our goal actually being to win. We talked about the strategic role. The strategic importance of the Rainbow Colony vis-a-vis the mother colony we talked about in terms of winning over.
Those are all general terms. We should try to get a more specific idea of the machinery we're going to do all this with.
Okay, right.
And what it will mean at what point? You know, what will it mean when when the vast majority of the Rainbow Colony is organized, you know, behind us, you know, or with us, or whatever. What will it mean when all the colonies, including all the colonies and a vast section of the mother country, are organized with us?
Stages, right? It seems to me that like we talked about in our meeting, we talked about stages, isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just going to say that the form of organization that we take depends on what we're trying to do. And the confusion right now is because what we're trying to do is change.
Right.
We're going to have to come up with new organization and forms to deal with that.
So we're just floating around in the air.
And that's why nobody knows quite what to say, you know, because we don't have a precise idea of exactly what programs we're going to be working on. You know, we have a general idea. We know prisons and this, that, and other things. But how many hours of each day is each person going to spend on each different thing? How's it going to work? It's hard to
really know. It's not a priority.
And then we have to talk about how everyone of us, where all our priorities are.
Well, we better say this for the next one. I mean, we better block out this. A lot of that we can't talk about yet.
We have that.
Because we aren't prepared. I'm certainly not prepared. Are you?
When do we plan to have?
Gary's absolutely right. That's where we should start.
Yeah, if we have any change, we're going to have to propose some concrete changes in the work schedule, in the way the work is organized, and everything, you know. And we got to, that's really hard to figure out. We got to figure that out before we can go talking to the House about reorganizing the party, you know, because they don't know any more about it than we do. We have to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe tonight we can get some ideas on this for people. You know, just by bringing up general areas and talking about it in a general way. But we talk about reorganizing the party, that's shit you can't get together in 45 minutes. Really?
We're supposed to be able to. When are we going to get to the point where we can write that statement for the Sun? In other words, we've got to plan our meetings so
So we get to that point in time. Our next meeting should be Friday at noon.
See, we got to figure out exactly what new work we're going to be initiating.
We said that there are three areas of work that we're going to be primarily working on within the rainbow plan, within. And those, it seems to me that that may be the disability to break down in the discussion of what we're all going to be doing. Is this.
Yeah, well, we should answer these larger questions first.
Yeah, we aren't going to get down to that tonight.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You can't.
Okay. Great.
Tonight we can deal with what we've covered thus far. And we're going to have some business that we're going to have to deal with.
Indeed.
Anyway, it's regular business.
How should we structure it?
How should we structure what?
The meeting.
We should cover what we're going to cover.
First, so much time and deal with this, and then after that, deal with.
Yeah.
But can we get a general idea of what new areas of work that we'll be getting into, what old areas of work we'll be eliminating?
No, that's what they're saying.
I don't think we can do that now.
One or two more here.
And like, for instance, we're going to continue doing the sun. Well, how is that whole operation going to change, you know, under these new conditions?
Right.
How is our work with the food call, all the different programs we've been working on, how is that going to change? And what new things are we going to be doing? Because when we know, can block out an idea of that, maybe that should be the question that should be discussed at the meeting tonight, you know? I mean, I don't know if we can come put on with a list of new programs, you know? Can we?
No, we can't.
Right, that's so, what I just said.
So maybe we should just pose it as a question, you know, what new programs should we be initiating in the light of this
but we haven't discussed, I mean, we won't be able to discuss them in this meeting among ourselves yet.
But, I think Gary's right, and I think that that can hook in precisely what David has been talking about. I think if we talk about our role and what we want to accomplish, we can talk in very general terms, you know, about what our new areas of about, for example, the multimedia economic rules, you know. We talk about, we can't say specifically what we're going to do, but we can talk about that's a direction we want to move in, and it is a direction we want to move because that will be central in terms of organizing consciousness on all levels, and particularly on the national level, you know, and particularly on the local level also. You see what I mean?
Well, that's what I was trying to say. If we could break it down into the three main areas, then we could talk in general about what are the different programs we're going to be doing within those three general areas.
Yeah.
We could talk about it really general in terms of what is the role of the people's program.
Right. Well, I think we could get to that, don't you, Gary?
Yeah. It's just that
I don't understand the broader question.
Now is very vague to me. You know?
I don't understand the broader question. What are broader questions than that we have to deal with?
Well, for instance, are we ever going to aim at taking over control of the state of Michigan, state power in the state of Michigan? There's a question that's good answered. If so, how do we envision